Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Ralph Schlosstein is with Evercore Partners. They go back to 1966. And as I said earlier, a boutique, and I know Ralph gets a little red behind the neck when anybody says this, it's still there, this image of a boutique. You guys hit the ball out of the park in your earnings announcement yesterday. Was this like, thank you, Michael Dell? I mean, I know you can't talk about the Dell deal, but did Michael Dell make for your blowout earnings quarter?
No, minuscule effect on the quarter.
How did you do it?
We did it with a very, first of all, clients and boards of directors, CEOs are embracing our independent model with very senior bankers getting the business and doing the business.
They have, the thing to me, Ralph, is you guys have adults and they're saying, we're not going to go to Credit Suisse or another major firm. We're going to go to a focused approach. Is that correct?
They like the focused approach with senior level attention and completely free of any potential or actual conflicts because we have no balance sheet.
You have no balance sheet, so you don't put up money for a transaction.
That's correct. So we're winning the hearts and minds of the executives and the boards of directors, our model and Evercore particularly.
And your model, and this goes Sarah to Meredith Whitney joining us later in the hour, is will they replicate or attempt to replicate what you and Roger Altman have done?
Well, it's very hard for them to replicate that completely because their business is a different business. They have a very large amount of capital. They have to deploy that capital profitably. The biggest problem they all have is return on equity.
Right.
We don't use capital. We use our intellectual capital, our ideas, and our relationships. So there's no pressure in our business model to try and make money off these clients in any way other than giving them the best long-term advice.
Your intellectual capital walks out the door every night. Are you winning because of the compensation constraints that the major firms have?
Not really. Those have a modest effect on encouraging people to join us.
I'll say.
But what's really winning is that the bankers who want to provide strong strategic advice want to be in a place where that is the central business of the company. Even the firm that has the highest percentage of their banking earnings from advisory has less than 5% of its banking earnings from advisory.
I did not know that. That's
well, amazing. What I find interesting, Ralph, is that the overall climate for M&A activity has been somewhat ho-hum, despite the fact that you are getting a lot of deals. Yep. What is your outlook on any pickup of broader M&A?
Well, we do a lot of things really well at Evercore, but one of them is forecast the future that we don't do well. So, the environment has been very steady for the last 7 quarters. Trailing 12 months, announced M&A has been between $2.2 and $2.5 trillion. For the last 14 quarters, it's been between 2.0 and 2.6. So the environment is basically flat. In that environment, we grew our advisory revenues last year by 25%, and this year to date, by almost 30%. Mm-hmm. So we're winning on market share.
Okay, we'll have much more with Ralph Schlosstein in the hour.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.